Welcome back to the deep dive. So we're trying something a little different today. Usually we take a big abstract topic, history, tech, something like that, and we unravel it. But today it's an experiment. We're taking one real-world, very human business, a company called A Resident Care, and we are going to smash it together with this massive technological engine, the Auto Content API.
It sounds like a collision, doesn't it? But it's really a case study in potential. We're looking at what happens when a high-touch industry, we're talking senior care, assisted living, meets high-tech industrial automation. It's a really fascinating pairing.
Right. And just to set the stage for everyone, let's define the players. In one corner, we have A Resident Care. From the source material, this is a cloud-based software built for assisted living facilities, group homes, that sort of thing. Their whole tagline is smarter care management.
Think of it like the operating system for a nursing home. They handle all the heavy lifting, the stuff that keeps these places running. Medication tracking, behavior logs, daily charting, basically making sure people are safe and the paperwork keeps the state auditors happy.
And in the other corner, we have the Auto Content API. Now, looking at the docs, this is not just another ChatGPT wrapper or a simple chatbot.
No, and that's a crucial distinction. The documentation actually calls it an industrial engine for content. It markets itself as a notebook LM API alternative, but it's actually much broader than that. It's designed to programmatically turn raw data URLs, PDFs, plain text into broadcast quality multimedia.
So, like podcasts and videos.
Exactly. Podcasts, explainer videos, slide decks, you name it. All generated by code, not by a big creative team.
Okay, so here's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to explore how a company like A Resident Care, which is dealing with the high-stress world of senior care, can use this engine to solve two huge headaches: the production bottleneck in their marketing and the absolute nightmare of training staff who are always on their feet.
And I love this pairing because it feels so counterintuitive. You don't usually put AI automation and grandma's nursing home in the same sentence. But when you really look at the problems A Resident Care is trying to solve, the fit is surprisingly tight.
Exactly. So let's dig into the context first. What does A Resident Care actually need? I was reading through their testimonials, and you get a really clear picture of their users. These are care professionals, and
Honestly, they sound exhausted.
exhaust is the right word. If you look at the source material, the recurring theme is pressure. There's this one user, Vicky L, who says A Resident Care saved hours of work at the end of the month.
Hours. That's not just convenience. That's someone's sanity. Well, in care management, time isn't just money, it's patient safety. If you're buried in paperwork, you're not looking at a resident. You aren't noticing that they seem a little off today. Another user, Jennifer T, she specifically mentioned the training factor. She said she was able to train staff who had no prior computer experience.
That stopped me in my tracks. No prior computer experience.
Yeah.
We just assume everyone is tech savvy now, but in that industry, you have people who are amazing at caring for people, changing beds, managing meals, but they might be terrified of a complex software dashboard.
And they have to be compliant. They have to do the simplified EMA, that's the Electronic Medication Administration record, correctly every single time.
Yeah.
One wrong click, one missed entry, and you have a compliance disaster. Or, worse, a medication error.
So that's the problem. A Resident Care has a great tool, but their customers are incredibly busy, often not technical, and turnover in that industry is famously high. So how do you educate these users and how do you find new ones without hiring a huge media team?
And that connects us right back to the auto content source. It talks about the production bottleneck. It argues that the whole build it and they will come era is dead. You have to be everywhere, video, audio, text, but doing that manually is just too expensive for a niche software company.
It creates this paralysis, right? You know you need a YouTube channel and a podcast, but you have three employees, so you just do nothing.
Exactly. So let's look at the first synergy here, internal growth. How can a resident care revolutionize their support and training with this API?
This was my big aha moment reading the docs. We know their users need training, but let's be real, nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to read a 50-page PDF manual called the Smart Task Scheduling Guide.
Especially not at 2 in the morning when you're on the night shift and trying to figure out how to log a fall.
Right, so explain the explainer video endpoint. How does that fix this specific problem?
Okay, so imagine this workflow. Your resident care takes their existing text documentation, which they already have just sitting on a server somewhere, and they feed it into the Auto Content API.
They just upload the text file.
Essentially, yeah. They send the text to the API. The API analyzes the steps, it writes a script, and then it generates a 60 to 90 second video. And get this, it isn't just a screen recording with a robot voice. The API can generate avatars, like a visual host, with lip syncing and subtitles. It creates a visual, almost human-like walkthrough.
So instead of a README file, the user gets a WatchME file.
Yes. So if a care worker is struggling with how to log a behavior tracking event, they don't have to call support. They don't have to read a wall of text. They just watch a one-minute video that shows them exactly what to do.
That is wild. And from a business perspective, the scale is the really interesting part. I mean, if I'm a resident care, I don't have to hire a video editor every time the software changes.
That's the industrial part of the engine. The source material for auto content mentions these videos cost about 50 credits on a business plan. That's pennies, literally cents per video. Compare that to hiring a production crew or even a freelancer.
And the testimonials for auto content say these videos specifically reduce support tickets. That's the metric that matters. Lower support volume while making users happier. That's the holy grail for a SaaS company.
But there's another layer here that I think is even more relevant for the care industry. The audio revolution.
You mean podcasts?
Sort of. This is where the whole notebook LM alternative thing comes in.
Yeah.
Think about the daily life of a caregiver. They're mobile. They're walking the halls, checking rooms, prepping meals. They are not sitting at a desk staring at a monitor.
So reading a compliance update newsletter is probably not happening. It just goes right into the email trash.
Probably. But what if a resident care converted their monthly compliance updates or their complex protocols into audio?
I see. So the staff can listen while they're commuting or while they're doing prep work.
Exactly. The API can take that text update and turn it into a dynamic conversation between two AI hosts, a bit like what we're doing right now. It transforms reading a PDF into listening to a show.
It's about meeting the user where they are. You're not forcing them to sit down. You're with them while they work.
The source calls this mental availability. You're reaching people in the gaps of your day. If I'm a facility manager, I can listen to the new state regulations breakdown on my drive to work. By the time I walk in the door, I'm already informed.
There's one more feature in the auto content docs that just screamed care industry to me. Multilingual support.
Oh, this is critical. The care industry has such a diverse workforce. In many facilities, English might be a second language for a lot of the staff.
And a misunderstanding in this field isn't just awkward, it's dangerous. If you misunderstand a medication instruction because of a language barrier.
Exactly. The stakes are so high. Now, auto content supports over 50 languages. So theoretically, a resident care could take a single English guide on state regulations, feed it to the API, and instantly get training podcasts and videos in Spanish, Tagalog, French, whatever they need.
That is a game changer for safety. It makes sure everyone understands the protocol in their native language.
And again, think of the cost. To do that manually, you need translators, voice actors for each language. It would be thousands of dollars for one manual. With the API, it's just a parameter change in the code.
It's scalable infrastructure. You're solving the training bottleneck by automating the materials. Okay, so that handles existing customers. But what about finding new ones? How does a resident care grow?
And this brings us to external growth. The auto content source makes a very strong case that marketing today is all about content saturation.
Which sounds exhausting, honestly. Saturation sounds like spam.
It can be, if you do it wrong. But the strategy here is called programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
Let's unpack that. I know SEO is search engine optimization, trying to rank on Google. What's the programmatic part?
Okay, so normally you write one blog post at a time. You'd write why you need software for your group home. And that's fine. But a resident care serves customers all over the country, and every state has different regulations.
Right. Assisted living in Texas is totally different from Florida.
Exactly. So put yourself in the customer's shoes. A facility owner in Austin is searching for group home software Texas compliance. A customer in Miami is searching for residential care charting Florida.
Those are very specific, high-intent searches. If you show up for that, you probably get the sale.
But if you try to write a unique article for every single state, you'd be writing forever. And if you just copy-paste the same article and change the state name, Google penalizes you. They call it thin content.
So how does the API fix this?
It generates unique multimedia for every single page. You give it a prompt like assisted living compliance and state name. The API's deep research function finds the specific rules for that state. Then it writes a unique article. It generates a unique podcast discussion about those Texas rules and creates a unique video summary.
Wait. So you end up with 50 different pages, one for each state, and every single one has a unique video, unique audio, and unique text.
That's it. Google looks at that page and sees high-quality, rich content. It increases what's called dwell time, people staying on the page. A resident care could just dominate the search results for every niche term in their industry.
That is the definition of flooding the zone. And it's smart because you're actually answering the specific question the user has.
And speaking of flooding, we have to talk social media. The auto content source mentions shorts, you know, those vertical videos on TikTok and Reels.
This is the faceless video strategy, right?
Yes. And the economics here are just fascinating. The source says producing one short video, manually scripting, editing, stock footage, it costs anywhere from $50 to $300.
Which adds up so fast if you want to post daily. That's like $9,000 a month just for TikToks.
But the API does it for about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros per video.
4 euros versus $300. That's absurd.
It's a 90%+ cost reduction. It allows for what they call cost arbitrage. A resident care could take their testimonials, like that one from Jacob M., who called the platform world-class, and turn that text into a vertical video with an avatar and subtitles.
So they could just flood social channels, yeah. Daily videos about caregiver burnout, email efficiency.
And because it's so cheap, it doesn't even matter if some of them flop. You could afford to test hundreds of concepts to see what sticks. You move from marketing as a manual craft to marketing as a scalable infrastructure.
I love that phrase. It stops being art and starts being engineering. Play devil's advocate. There is a risk, right? If you just spam content, does it actually build trust? Because our resident care isn't selling widgets, they're selling software that manages people's lives. Trust is everything.
That's the critical counterpoint. And you're right. Quantity without quality is just noise. It's actually worse than noise. It damages your brand. And that is where the deep research advantage comes in.
And this is a specific endpoint in the API.
Yes. It uses agents like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web. It doesn't just hallucinate or make things up. It goes to real sources like government health sites or major news outlets to find real current information.
So how does a resident care use this? They're not looking up stock prices.
No, but they are in a highly regulated industry. Rules change all the time. So they could set up a recurring research task to scan for new healthcare regulations 2026 or assisted living trends.
Okay, so the API wakes up at 6 a.m., scans the web, finds a new law about, say, patient to staff ratios.
It synthesizes that finding and automatically generates a weekly care management briefing podcast. And it can cite the actual sources. This positions a resident care not just as a software vendor, but as a thought leader.
That's really powerful. It's almost like newsjacking.
That's exactly the term the source uses. If a big story breaks in the senior care world, the API can detect it via social listening. It integrates with X and Reddit and generates a video breakdown in minutes.
So while competitors are scheduling a meeting to discuss how should we respond, a resident care has already published a video and a podcast about it.
Speed builds authority. If you're the first to explain the new rule, you become the trusted source. You own the narrative.
But I want to circle back to that trust element again. We're talking about AI voices, AI avatars. Even if the content is accurate, doesn't it feel cold? Especially for a care company. I mean, care is in their name.
That is the CEO paradox that the source material mentions. Customers want to hear from leadership. They want to hear from the CEO of a resident care to feel that personal connection. But the CEO doesn't have time to record a daily podcast.
So enter voice cloning.
Precisely. The CEO, or maybe the head of customer success, records their voice one time, just a few minutes of audio. The AutoContent API clones it.
And the quality. Because if it sounds like a robot from a 1990s movie, it's game over.
The sources are very specific about this.
Yeah.
They describe the cloned voices as natural, steady, and believable. They avoid that robotic tone that just destroys trust.
So imagine this. Every time a new client signs up, say, Nate S. from the testimonials, he could get a personalized sounding audio welcome message from the CEO.
Or a monthly market update narrated by the CEO.
Mm.
To the listener, it feels intimate. It feels like the CEO is talking directly to them. But for the CEO, it took zero time. It was generated from a text script.
It's the human touch, but scaled by AI. That's a fascinating concept. You keep the personality, you just remove the labor. Okay, practical question. Is this too technical for a typical marketing team?
That's a valid concern. API integrations can be scary. But the auto content source highlights no-code ecosystems. It integrates with platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, okay. The drag-and-drop automation tools. You don't really write code. You just connect blocks.
Exactly. So you could set up a workflow where a resident care just posts a text update to their blog. That's the trigger. The RSS feed kicks off the automation, sends it to auto content, and boom, 5 minutes later, it's a Spotify podcast episode.
So they don't even need to change their behavior. They just keep writing, and the infrastructure handles the rest.
That's the beauty of it. It's headless content production. It just runs in the background. You focus on the message, the machine handles the format.
So let's bring this all together. We started with a mission. How can a resident care use auto content to solve their bottlenecks?
And I think the synergy is undeniable. A resident care is, to quote one of their users, a great asset for managing care. But they're limited by how many people they can reach and teach manually.
Right. And auto content provides the infrastructure to tell that story at scale.
We've seen how training can become automated video and audio in multiple languages, solving the safety issue. We've seen how marketing can shift from one blog post to thousands of programmatic pages solving the growth issue. And we've seen how research can become autonomous.
It really just changes the math of the business. It allows a small team to act like a giant corporation.
And the financials are the final nail in the argument. The source compares the cost of the API to human labor. For the price of a single hour of a freelancer's time, a company like a resident care could generate a daily podcast for an entire month.
That is staggering. It's not just a little cheaper, it's a completely different economic model.
It shifts content from a manual craft to a scalable infrastructure that just runs 24/7.
It's a brave new world. And it leaves me thinking about all the other niche businesses out there. Plumbers, accountants, specialized law firms.
And that's the question I want to leave our listener with. If a niche B2B company like a resident care, dealing with something as complex as medical compliance, can turn their dry documentation into a Netflix-style content library overnight, what happens to the competitors who are still writing blog posts one by one?
They're going to be left talking to themselves.
I think so. The speed and volume advantage is just too great to ignore.
Well, that gives us plenty to chew on. For everyone listening, take a look at your own content assets. What PDFs or old blog posts do you have gathering dust that could be a video or a podcast by this afternoon? It's worth thinking about. Thanks for diving in with us, and we'll catch you on the next one.